This is Diane Roberts bringing you Fresh Picked Prose. Here's Zachary Olson, senior creative writing major, turning the tables on sexism.
Listen up, ladies. That's right. I'm speaking directly to you. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the term catcalling or have experienced it yourself firsthand. For those of you unfamiliar with the expression, it is defined via Google as a whistle, shout, or comment of sexual nature to a female passerby. Some men have claimed, rather unsuccessfully, that women should feel complimented or even flattered when a man goes out of his way to tell them they're pretty. Personally, I feel that these men are missing the point. The act of catcalling is sexual objectification. And that's why I'm speaking to you, ladies. It's time to take back the night. No longer should women be the only gender exposed to this kind of degrading objectification. No longer should gas-guzzling SUVs filled with boys and snapbacks roll down their windows to give unwanted shouts and comments to only females. This is why I'm calling for you ladies to drive around together, preferably playing loud music and wearing backwards caps, to whistle, shout, and comment at unsuspecting boys walking alone at night. And if any of you were to twist my arm and force me to create a new term for this kind of behavior, my first reaction would be to title it something that can't be used on the radio. So perhaps the more subtler alternative would be rooster calling. I'd say it's about time men get their fair share of objectification, and with last year's release of Magic Mike XXL, I'd say we're on the right track towards equality.
That was Zachary Olson, a student at FSU, with Rooster Call. To listen to archives of Fresh Picked Prose, visit wfsu.org/prose.